Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. Now, let's be real. Life can feel like a never-ending pressure cooker, right? We're constantly bombarded with images of perfection, the flawless skin, the sculpted physiques, the picture-perfect lives plastered all over social media. It's enough to make you want to hide under your covers and binge-watch reality TV, which, let's be honest, isn't exactly a recipe for self-improvement. But here's the thing, perfection is an illusion. It's a moving target that we can never truly reach. And honestly, chasing it is exhausting. Today, we're diving into something radical, embracing the beauty of imperfection and flaws unconditionally. We're going to explore how letting go of this unattainable standard can actually set you free, both mentally and emotionally. First things first, accept that everyone has flaws. I mean, seriously, who hasn't got a few quirks, insecurities, or downright embarrassing moments tucked away? It's part of what makes us human. We're all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Think about it. Those flaws are often the things that make us unique and interesting. That quirky habit, that one thing you're not so good at, they contribute to your story, your personality. They're part of what makes you, you. Second, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly you're comparing yourself to everyone else? Stop it. It's a recipe for misery. Focus on your own journey, your own growth, and celebrate your own accomplishments, big or small. Don't let the highlight reels of other people's lives dim your own light. Third, practice self-compassion. This is huge, guys. Be kind to yourself. We tend to be our own harshest critics. Talk to yourself with the same tenderness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Treat yourself with grace and forgiveness, even when things don't go as planned. Fourth, find beauty in the unexpected. Sometimes our biggest lessons come from those messy, uncomfortable moments. Embrace the challenges, the setbacks, the curveballs life throws your way. They have a way of shaping us into stronger, more resilient people. Remember, it's not about avoiding discomfort. It's about learning to navigate it with grace and resilience. And finally, remember that true beauty radiates from within. It comes from confidence, kindness, authenticity, and living in alignment with your values. Cultivate those qualities, and you'll find that the world reflects back a beauty that is far more meaningful than any superficial standard. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to be going wrong? Maybe you spilled coffee on your shirt, missed the bus, or got stuck in traffic. It's easy to let these little things snowball into a day filled with frustration and negativity. But what if we flipped the script? Imagine getting in your car after that morning disaster, taking a deep breath, and saying, "Okay, universe, you want to play this game? Bring it on." Instead of letting those small mishaps derail your entire day, you choose to embrace them with a sense of humor and see what lessons they might hold. Maybe the spilled coffee is a reminder to slow down and appreciate the little things, like the warmth of the sun on your face. Or perhaps missing the bus forces you to take a different route and discover a hidden gem, a cozy cafe or a breathtaking view. See? Even in those frustrating moments, there's an opportunity for growth and discovery if we choose to look for it. So, how can you start embracing imperfection and flaws unconditionally? It all starts with a shift in perspective. Practice self-compassion, challenge your negative thoughts, celebrate your quirks, and remember that true beauty comes from within. Listen, you're amazing just the way you are. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Remember, life is too short to be chasing an impossible ideal. Embrace the messiness, the imperfections, and all the beautiful chaos in between. It's what makes us human and ultimately, what makes us truly special. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little reminder to embrace their awesomeness. Don't forget to leave a review and let me know your thoughts on today's episode. Until tomorrow, keep detaching, keep thriving, and most importantly, keep being you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.